been there for over 12 years in business now. In Millbrook, serving not just Millbrook, but everybody in the River Region. MillbrookChiropractor.com is their website. That's where you can find out exactly where they are, just off Highway 14 in Millbrook. You can find out their phone number, 285-8483. And you can also find out the insurances that they accept, which is pretty much all of them. The plans that they have in place for what they will do to help you feel better and to maintain feeling better as well. So you're not on pain medications for the rest of your life, or at least try to get you off of those. They have a brand new doctor on staff, Dr. Barbara Bloomquist, who has also been in Millbrook just as long as Dr. Jeff Pasley has been in Millbrook. So you're still dealing with local hometown folks at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Call them at 285-8483 or go online, MillbrookChiropractor.com, and you can actually set up an appointment right there online at their website.
Thank you, Jay. We've got a look at the roads coming up, Fox News, and then the Duncan and Sutton Predictathon launches its 10th season. 10th season coming up.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. Looking around the city right now, we're light to moderate really everywhere. We've got a few more cars inbound on the 31s, and we are expecting it to get very busy here in just a little bit as folks get ready to jump into work on a Friday. Buckle up, drive carefully, no accidents into us to report to you so far this morning. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Buying a Toyota's never been easier. Visit the showroom or shop online, ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
There's never been a better time to enjoy the sanctuary and the safety of the outdoors. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club can be your retreat. Three lakes, campsites, walking trails, picnic areas, not to mention the exciting hunting and fishing opportunities. The best of Alabama outdoors, only 15 minutes from Victoryland. Daily guests welcomed and memberships available. Please call Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club at 334-485-3550. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club, 334-485-3550. 3550.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning 4 with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning 4. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Why is the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed your answer to better health and wellness? It's proven quality sleep. Any more questions?
Yes, I'm always freezing, and he overheats.
It's temperature balancing, so you can sleep better together.
But can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable.
So I'll have more energy for yoga.
Yes, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
Namaste.
Don't miss the final days to save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed and adjustable base, plus free premium delivery ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Today is September 25th, National One Hit Wonder Day. Don't worry, be happy, because the groove is in the heart. It's going to be so hot, hot, hot that I'll stop the world and melt with you. Even though I'm too sexy, I'll play that funky music white boy on National One Hit Wonder Day. It's unbelievable.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's casket will be moved to the U.S. Capitol building this morning.
The late justice will become the first woman to lie in state here.
An historic time for an historic woman. Did more for the equality of women than anybody in our history.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other congressional leaders, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, will attend a memorial service for Justice Ginsburg. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Police in Louisville, Kentucky announced 24 arrests during protests over a lack of direct charges in Breonna Taylor's police shooting, held in other cities as well.
One protester in Hollywood hauled off in an ambulance after a truck drove through a crowd. In Portland, they were taunting police.
Portland hates you!
Demonstrations also in New York City, Philadelphia, and more.
Fox's Jill Nato.
Rectum.
You're listening to Fox News.
Rectum damn near killed him.
It's back later this hour.
Cheer, cheer for this morning show. We'll get you up and ready to go. Wipe that sleep out of your eyes. Then keep us on for your morning drive. Drink down that coffee, tall, black, and strong. Call and request your favorite hit song. Start your day off better with some fun from this morning cheer.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Technically, Beta is still in the state. I had a nice downpour at my house. It was while I was sleeping, so I'm guessing it was sometime evening, night, last night. Nice, about a quarter of an inch of rain. Looked pretty heavy. Yes. So, anyway, 70 degrees right now. But Beta will be leaving the state a little bit later on this morning. Cloudy this morning, then gradually improvement. Sunshine later. A stray shower can't be ruled out. High today around 83. Tonight's low 64. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, clearing later on in the day. It'll be warmer. Mid-80s tomorrow. Mid-80s on Sunday. Now, on Sunday afternoon, there could be a few scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm, as a little disturbance slides along the Gulf Coast. But the big deal I'm excited about next week, an important cold front arrives. Looks like it's going to come in Monday night with scattered showers and storms, and behind it some much nicer air as we get into Tuesday night, Wednesday, Thursday. Comfortable. All really good stuff. Probably the best cold front since spring. Right now this morning, it looks like 70 out at the airport. Calm winds, cloudy skies, 7:08.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you know what today is?
Are we doing this again?
Why, of course.
Today is National One-Hit Wonder Day.
One-Hit Wonder.
One-Hit Wonder.
One-Hit Wonder?
This record was a big hit.
Big hit.
Big hit.
All over the world.
And we're never heard from again.
They're never heard from again.
Happy National One-Hit Wonder Day.
Okay, it's showtime.
You know, we had a courier arrive a little while ago, and I took it out of the courier's, you know, little pouch thing.
Yes.
And it looks important, so I don't know. Check this out. It was Dateline Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
Yeah. D.C. Standing for District of Columbia.
That's a stimulus check you never got.
It's probably a birthday card from Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, she loves you.
Is that true, Nancy? And that's, do you love me?
Certainly.
And that's
certainly.
That's why she went to her hairstylist 3 weeks early.
Did you check that for ricin?
Did you see the freak they arrested for that? Canadian, no less.
I missed a lot of news, by the way, over the past couple of days.
I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I would never say in your case that you're fired, so I'll just say you're hired.
How did you get him to record this just for me?
Well,
what influence did you wield?
Biden, called trade. Biden asked us, and we refused. So, Did you say?
This is the funniest. Here's Rich's line. We got Mexico to pay for your present. Well, you have a connection now, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure we do. Mexican street dog.
Thank you, guys. This is a great card, and this would have been more than enough.
And
let's move on.
Okay, so there's actually. Oh, I guess we should get a picture of that. Hold on.
We should.
By the way, I'm wearing a birthday shirt that was given to me by Gary Garvin. He heard that I was no longer using Columbia products, so he got me a nice Magellan shirt.
Could you show us the birthday card with Mr.
Sure.
Hey, Hoko, oh my gosh. Open that up. What does it say? What does it say?
I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I would never say in your case that you're fired. I'll just say you're hired.
Oh, my gosh. And two candles. He must be 2 years old.
He's two. He's 22.
Happy birthday.
Thank you both.
Now you're about to get your gift.
All right.
Okay, so now I know we said this year that we're going to drastically scale down birthdays, and we meant that. But there was a situation that created itself when one of your pieces of equipment, no, not that.
Are you serious? Really? You got me a new, wow, what a lucky guy
south.
I am.
So we got you some blue pills.
Oh.
No, show him that.
Isn't your daddy the funniest guy?
Show him that first. That's this is kind of a representation of your gift. Your gift is over there, but
this is beautiful red bow. Did you wrap this?
Oh, and look at the back. Of course I
wrapped it.
Of course I wrapped it.
Did you said the other day you're allowed?
Oh my God! In our family, they knew when it was from me.
In a frame.
So you get the big boy weather station that
like Jay has
wireless, and you can access it from your phone. If you go to Guadalajara, you can access your current weather.
Holy cow!
Yeah, so that's what you got. And as a matter of fact, there it is over there. Pull out. Oh, go ahead. Let him look in there. The actual apparatus is in there. To take a look at that. And we're going to help you. Now, it took Jay 51 weeks for an erection. But we're going to...
I have a heart condition.
our friend Seth is going to help you get an erection earlier.
Oh, wow.
That's in the house. That's in the house. And it's wireless. But look at the actual thing in there that will go on. We don't know. Seth's going to appraise the situation. It might be like Jay
Holy
got.
Holy cow,
Jay,
this
Jay,
has an anemometer and everything.
You got a pole, and that's the rain gauge part right there.
And a wind direct.
So it's everything. Man. You're going to have complete weather station. It's a really good one. It's a really good one, and you'll be able to not only watch it from your phone, you've got it to where it feeds everybody. The
I can go
the
to
world,
a website,
feeds the world.
And everybody can see it.
Mine feeds the world, too. We're going to get you all set up. And Seth's going to assess the situation. It's either going to go on your roof or on a pole or something. But
installation from the Seth Spotlow Experience.
Yes.
I got you an accessory for that.
Oh, this is a really cool accessory. Explain what this is.
Because I don't think
Jay.
You even have this, do you?
I don't have this.
So what this will do, it's for your weather station.
Yes.
But normally the batteries go inside that thing while it's sitting 15, 20 feet up in the air or on top of your house. Well, this will put the batteries down to a level where they can just...
access. You don't have to go up
yeah.
to the...
It's like a 30-foot cable.
Oh, you guys don't want to see me, for some reason, going to the top of my roof?
You can have that... And that'll power your weather station way up in the air.
It's an AccuRite.
That's exactly what you have.
This
yeah.
is the big
it's
the boy.
Same one. It's the same one he got, but we're gonna get it operational quicker than he got his little operation. and then that'll put you well on your way to your promotion, which is still pending.
Pending or long overdue.
Yeah, so...
I mean, I haven't contributed anything, and it's been frustrating because we did do everything we could to get the older system working. And we've missed Sally and Beta and those rain events. And I was left out.
Especially the Sally event. I was cringing that you didn't have rainfall. Well, now you're set up, and now you'll be able to look at your phone just like Jay and I. You're a big boy now.
Well...
Happy birthday.
I don't want to tell you that I heard it ahead of time, but I heard one of you the other day say,
let me tell you something. He's becoming a big boy.
So I thought you might be talking about me.
Well, we've been looking into this for a while.
And that cake looks amazing downstairs.
It's chocolate with buttercream icing and like Oreo cookie around the side.
Now, Jay, I'm guessing you're not allowed to have that either.
I'm not going to be able to have that either.
Oh, man.
We can cut you like a paper thin slice.
I'm not touching it.
Hey, what are we going to get you as far as like...
You can get a cake if you want to. I can't really. I'm not going to be able to participate in it. And that's fine.
Can we get you a guacamole?
A rice cake.
We got to get you
an apple with a candle in it.
An apple with a candle in it.
You got it, buddy.
How about a nice Aunt Bee style apple pie?
Or some of her pickles.
Yeah.
I think pickles are okay.
I can get you some moonshine pickles.
Moonshine's not good.
Well, look at the time. It's time for random facts here coming up here in just a minute.
Yeah, well, thank you, guys.
Well, happy birthday.
I can't wait to put this thing to work.
Now, and again, we were going to do the really scaled-down birthdays, but this one required something special, so that's why you got the upscale birthday.
And you got the decorations in the studio.
But Jay's birthday is going to suck.
Well, I mean, you're... No, it's not, Jay. I'm going to make sure you have a good birthday. I'll decorate for yours, too.
And we're already in the works on negotiating a special birthday greeting with Victoria.
Ooh.
Did you enjoy that little...
I did.
Did you hear that?
I need to add her name to this thing that I'm writing up here anyway.
Okay. All right.
So. I am so lucky to work with these folks. And even though none of them will be here tomorrow, I will, along with the Seth Spotlow Experience, Eddie Bader, and Rosie Brock. Saturday Morning Live brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body.
And let's remind everybody that we are so close to the Montgomery, to the Duncan and Son Predictathon, that we need to move along quickly on the timeline.
We're going
to
do that at 7:17 with your local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama's confirmed coronavirus case count is now over 133,000. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports just over 13,000 of those cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 2,300 people have died. Statewide hospitalizations are now below 750. White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Deborah Birx was in Alabama Thursday. Dr. Birx met with Governor Kay Ivey and State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris before holding a roundtable discussion at Auburn University. And Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed is making sure city workers have time to vote in the November election. He issued a directive giving city employees paid time off to vote in person or absentee in the upcoming election. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Working on the menu for your summer staycation? Let U.S. Foods Market Store make your shopping a breeze. They've got a great selection of meats for grilling and delicious ready-made sides. You can pick up all your paper goods and even grab a bag of charcoal while you're there. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, makes your family mealtime easy and affordable. Open to the public with no membership fees. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
I'm Batman.
I am Groot.
My name is Optimus Prime.
I am Iron Man.
I am Spider-Man.
Hulk. Wonder Woman.
I'm dead.
And now,
one can only marvel that Jay Scott is back to do
random facts.
You see, that's like a comic strip deal. the Marvel thing.
Got it. That was good. And thank you. I've missed those. Did you know wolves and ravens have a symbiotic relationship? Not only do they hunt and play together, but ravens will even introduce their young offspring to the wolf puppies.
What do you mean that they will?
Well, a lot of times what ravens or wolves will you know, hunt down and eat their prey, and then the mm-hmm. ravens come in afterwards, mm-hmm. and it's just kind of a you help me, I help you type of thing.
Uh-huh.
So, but yeah, and they'll...
Introduce them?
Yeah, they sort of, you know...
Wow.
Sort of like the crime families.
Yeah. Ravens are insanely smart.
How could you come really? Up with...
Oh, my God.
How could you come up with the crime family?
Yeah, ravens are massively smart. They remember faces. They can remember faces.
Mm-hmm. If you do something bad to them, they remember.
They remember.
I'm raving about this cake.
It's really good.
Well, good.
I'm raving about it.
I hope I picked out a good one.
Oh, you're a marvel.
Okay, good.
Did you know that comedian Steve Allen got into a minor car accident with another driver backed into him? Allen joked what some people will do to get my autograph and went about his day. He eventually took a nap at his son's home. He never woke up because the accident had broken his ribs and pierced blood vessels.
Ooh.
You're kidding. That's how he died?
That's how he died.
Man, I had no idea.
Well, that's terrible. Story.
That is ironic.
Yep.
Wild
that's,
stuff.
That's almost like that accident at Daytona that killed Earnhardt.
Yeah.
It looks so unimpressive.
Right.
Compared to the other things he's been involved with. Yeah.
Yeah, and other drivers have survived, too.
Did you know the origin of the last meal for death row inmates was from the executioner not wanting to be haunted by the condemned?
Oh. Yeah.
That makes sense.
I suppose. I don't know. Somebody wrote out the thing, condemned prisoner, I will torment you from beyond the grave for daring to take my life. The executioner, I got you extra guac. The prisoner, all right, we're cool. Like, how does that fix things? I don't know.
They really get anything they want.
I've
heard.
I think there is, like, a within reason, but yeah, for the most part, you can have, like, a ton of food. Did you know that before 1990, multiple states in the United States had no minimum age requirement to purchase tobacco?
I remember that.
I'm not surprised because I can see kids that were just old enough to have their head above the
tobacco plant.
The counter were buying cigarettes, yeah.
We bought candy cigs forever.
Oh, well, yeah. Did you know Sega, the video game company Sega, they started life in Hawaii making entertainment machines for the military. Their name was originally a short version of Service Games. S-E from Service, Games, G-A.
Oh,
so Sega.
Well, that's pretty cool.
It's the first time I knew that, and I've been talking about games for years now.
Sega, how many facts you got left?
Very nice.
I got six random facts left.
Do one more, and then we'll...
All right. Did you know that skateboarding was invented because surfers in California wanted something to do when the waves were flat?
Well, that's a good, yeah.
Skateboarding was once called sidewalk surfing.
Yeah, yeah. If you are on Waikiki, on the Sheraton, you look out in the morning right around dawn, they're all laying on their surfboards waiting for the first...
The big
first
waves.
Wave. Well, they're not really big waves. The first waves of the day, though. But yeah, true. And a lot of them are are skateboarders, yeah.
Coming up in Random Facts, we're going to talk about pickles.
Yay!
FDR.
Okay.
Talk about him, along with the HGTV Dreamhouse sweepstakes that they used to do. And we'll talk about Rolling Stone magazine as well. So, all coming up on Random Facts.
All right. One of the things you're talking about, skateboarding and stuff, on the video I'm working on with Dan Black Studios, 8mm films of me on my roller skates. It brought a tear to my eye.
Oh.
I remember that. Roller skate keys, all that good stuff.
Oh. I miss rollerblading.
If you have camcorder videos with great memories, why are you allowing them to sit in a box when you can have them put on DVDs and preserved in a digital format where they won't degrade? Dan Black Studios offering News Talk listeners 55% off that service. Camcorder videos, they can even repair camcorder videos that may have gotten snagged in one of those rollers in your VCR. They can fix those. So if you've been saving a tape because you didn't want to lose the memory, but who's going to fix something like that? Dan Black Studios can do it. 55% off all camcorder videos. They can also preserve 8 and 16 millimeter films, slides, photos. All of those things with chemicals are in the process of degradation. Don't let it go another day further. Call 279-6036. They listen to News Talk. I want 55% off, please. And they'll give it to you. 279-6036 or visit danblackstudios.net.
Traffic is brought to you by Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Check out their gorgeous plants and flowers on Facebook and make your home amazing with Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Located off Highway 110 in Fitzpatrick. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with your latest update. Very busy now on the Atlanta Highway into Madison on into downtown. We've got a little congestion east-south Boulevard at Troy Highway. Northeast Boulevard, Wetumpka Highway over to Wears Ferry, very busy right now, as well as Taylor Road. Just a little congestion up around I-85. Other than that, everything's looking pretty good. We got no accidents into us to pass along to you so far this morning. Everything for fall is at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon, then eat at CC's Pizza, Hunan Garden, or American Deli. Midtown Plaza and street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook, located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sell. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should've when you could've. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Cryer.
It's our fourth annual truckload sale. And have we got an irresistible offer for you? Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Lou Cryer and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbylucquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbylucquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Cryer.
License number 84417.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On September 25th, 1951, the world welcomed little baby Mark Hamill, the future Luke Skywalker.
And on the birth certificate, I'll put Virginia and William Hamill as the mother and father.
No. I am the father.
Mark Hamill, a star is born.
And now, only a Hamill take on a job as fun as doing...
Random facts.
Hamill.
But he didn't hear it.
It's okay.
We're busy.
A lot going on in the city up there.
Sorry.
Birthdays or
something. Did you know the Vlasic Pickles mascot is a stork? The reason for that, oddly enough, is because of the cliche of pregnant women craving pickles.
You know, I never made that connection.
I wouldn't know.
I would never have made that connection.
My mom always craved the kippered beef jerky sticks.
It's kind of a stretch of a connection, to be honest with you. Did you know in 1933, FDR redesigned the West Wing? He created the current Oval Office in the old laundry drying yard, in part because a room without corners made it easier for a wheelchair-bound individual to navigate.
That's smart.
Yep. I think there at one time it was connected to like the White House or whatever. Some it was where he could go from one to the other, and you know.
Oh yeah, I mean the East Wing and the West Wing are definitely.
Yeah,
I mean they're connected for sure. The East Wing is actually the First Lady's offices.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know? Between 1997 and 2018, only six of the 21 winners of the HGTV Dream Home Sweepstakes, that's about 28% of them, owned or lived in the home for more than a year. The Dream Home grand prize was typically $250,000 in cash, a car, plus the home itself, which came with a federal income tax bill of about $700,000.
The bill was?
Oh, man.
I don't understand.
The federal income tax on it.
Oh.
The tax on the home.
Oh.
All of that.
It's income.
Yeah. It's like all those people who won cars from Oprah. You got to pay taxes.
You get a car. You get a car. You get a car.
You also got to pay the taxes on that car.
There's actually an episode of The Color Years of Andy Griffith where Aunt Bee wins a bunch of stuff.
I remember that.
And she has to pay the taxes, so she ends up getting rid of it all. Plus, the petty people of Mayberry gave her a hard time.
Did you know that Rolling Stone magazine started a hoax that Bob Dylan, Mick Jagger, and three Beatles, poor Ringo, had started a supergroup called the Masked Marauders, and they recorded an album. They were flooded with letters from people asking where to buy it. So Rolling Stone magazine hired musicians to cut a fake album which sold 100,000 copies.
That's an interesting story. So when did that happen? Do you have any idea?
Let me look that up and see if I can tell you, because I am curious as to when that took place. Fall of 1969.
Wow.
Oh, wow. It was on my birthday. In the October 18th of 1969 issue, they ran a tongue-in-cheek review of a non-existent album with George Harrison, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, Mick Jagger, and Bob Dylan.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Never heard of it.
The album reached number 114 on the charts. The fake album did. And that was actually... That was actually 10 random facts and not 11. You may have noticed that. I wanted to use the last one here to thank a whole lot of people. I'm doing my best to remember everybody. If I skipped anyone, I really, really apologize. But while I was cooped up in the hospital, I want to thank Wendy. I want to thank my Aunt Margaret. I want to thank Rick and Jennifer, Kelly Cooley, Greg, Rich, Jesse, JT and Leanne, Kristen, Dr. Sam. I want to thank Tom Fresh, who took over a lot of duties that I had to take over. Joey, who took over even more duties that had to be done while I was gone. Jack Campbell sent me a text. I want to thank Eddie, Susanna, Clay, Patty, wonderful nurse, who helped me out at the ICU. Both of my doctors, Wabanga in Prattville, and Hashim, my cardiologist, who did the work to keep me back here because apparently I did have a heart attack. I do not know what that's like, but he said every time you felt pressure, that was your artery closing off.
That was happening during Monday's show, folks.
It was. It happened twice during Monday's show, and then it happened further afterwards, which stupid me should have gone to the ER, but that was the first time I'd ever felt anything like that. So I just went to my doctor, but thank you for doing what you had to do there. Kim Williams, who sent me a text. Rick Clark, who heard about what was going on through here, called Cheryl to find out. Cheryl, who sent me a text and you know, wanted me to get better. Jane, the same way. Lewis from Capital Oyster Bar sent me something. These are sponsors here who, I have to tell you, these are not just like clients.
They're not just advertisers, they're
me.
Family.
You know what I'm saying? Bo Goodson.
Wow.
Kim and Kimberly. Dave, Ben. This card I got in my mail that did not have an address on it. It just said J. Scott. It says, hope you make a speedy recovery. They put name Chase under that dog.
Oh, isn't that cute?
That is the mammal that missed you the absolute most.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
This is from Melissa and April and Brian H., who all say, hurry up and get well. Random facts is the only way to get my kids to shut up on the ride to school. This is from the rural mail carriers of Prattville.
Wow.
Thank you for that.
That dog behind you just missed.
Let's not forget the angel Victoria.
She's on the list. I'm not done.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Dana, Emily, Hayes, who reached out and wanted to make sure I was better. Tommy House, Natalie, Terry, Mike and Kelly, RJ, BC, James, Jeremy, Matt, Victoria. I can't leave her out. Rosie, I'm sure. Dr. Jeff Pasley, who sent me a text. Cooter, who just sent me a text today. Ashley, Lynn, Terry's wife. April, Connie, Amber, Buddy, Rusty, Wiley, Scott, Kiki, and Jeremy, who was my ambulance driver, who sat with me in the back during the whole ambulance ride.
Wow.
Who walked in with me and was just, you know, hey, man, it's going to be fine. I didn't know what was about to happen, but he said, you're going to be good. I want to thank Bruce and Stella and Wendy, and I'm sure there's other names that I've forgotten.
Nobody likes you.
Yeah.
No, it's a shame that you don't have any fan bases or nobody that.
But
you know.
I want to thank everybody who sent their well wishes. It just means everything to me. So thank you.
How about the timing of my call, huh? Well, they're taking me to Baptist South right now in an ambulance.
I know. That was an accident, right? You butt dialed me or something, right?
Well, yeah, I had texted, but I don't know. These new iPhones, man, it doesn't take much to initiate a phone call. So I thought, well, since it's ringing, I want to see how he is. And they're loading you into the ambulance. Like, wow, how about that?
Yeah, I was in the ambulance. And there was no sirens or there was no lights or sirens. It was just a transfer. But that was my first ambulance ride that I ever took.
I've had a few of those.
Yeah.
With the sirens.
Well, so, we're happy
we're
to,
glad
have
to have
you back. We have missed you tremendously.
Sorry for that taking so long. And I didn't mean to eat into your guys' time. So, anyway, those are your random facts.
They're going to cock us on a pop quiz question. And while they're doing that, I'm going to talk about Kaiser Fine Furniture, where you have the amazing option of 65,000 square feet of choices in a place. Kaiser, it's a nice, functional, modest building, no gaucher exteriors or wasted money that you're ultimately paying for when you shop there. 65,000 square feet of choices that can be navigated with help from Dale Thornell, the newest addition to the team, Cheryl, and of course, Stella. And please, when you go, mention you heard about him here. Kaiser also happens to be beyond the tacticals of Montgomery, so instead of paying 10, you pay 8.25 on whatever you purchase. And with 65,000 square feet, man, I don't know how you don't find what you want. Some great, unique, and very contemporary pieces available, along with classical styles. They have so much room, nothing's out of style. Whatever you're into, they'll have it and plenty of choices. ShopWiser by Kaiser, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. On News Talk 93.1 FM, guess what, boys and girls? It's time for today's $10 food outlet, Bob. Quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
All right. Just a few moments ago in Random Facts, I listed off about 35 people who I wanted to give thanks to. Having said that, what was the name of the supergroup that Rolling Stones made up? Or that the Rolling Stone magazine made up. What was the name of that supergroup?
1969 supergroup that sold 100,000 copies.
Right. Yep.
Oh my gosh.
What was the name of that group?
272-9228. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins. If you have a follow-up, I think we're gonna have to skip the follow-ups today because it's already 7:39.
That's okay.
So we just need a winner. 272-9228. Good luck.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Good morning. On this Friday, we've got a little bit of congestion right around Highway 331 and Norman Bridge, inbound to downtown Atlanta. Highway busy as well as the East and Northeast Boulevard. 31s are very busy now, as well as I-65 and 85 into Montgomery, but no accidents anywhere. Everybody's moving real well. Buckle up. Be safe. Anything happens, we will let you know about it right here. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Buying a Toyota's never been easier. Visit their showroom or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, let's go to Misty.
Hi.
We can't play Misty for you, but you can. Misty can play with. Go
you
ahead.
You know, I've never heard that song. Everybody has always said that to me, but I have never heard it.
You want to watch a really weird, hokey movie.
It's a movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Play Misty and I've for never you. Seen
pretty
it.
Creepy.
Yep. Never seen it either.
Okay. Nope. What is the name of that super group that was a spoof that Rolling Stones magazine created back in 1969?
The Midnight Marauders.
Ooh, you're so close. You were so close, but that is not it.
You got one of the words right. Oh.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Thank
All right.
you.
Thanks. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think one of the other callers had a right. John.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Do you know the name of that supergroup?
I think it is the Masked Marauders.
That's
that
it.
Is correct.
The Masked Marauders.
The Masked Marauders. You got it. John, congratulations.
That's it.
That was a dopey name for Superman,
too. Welcome back today.
Oh, thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Hang on. You've got a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate coming your way.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
The remnants of Beta still in the state, off to the north-northeast of Birmingham, but will be exiting into Georgia today. Will be cloudy this morning, then gradual improvement, sunshine later on. A stray shower can't be ruled out. High 83, tonight's low 64. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, clearing later, warmer, mid-80s tomorrow, mid-80s Sunday. There could be a few scattered showers, maybe a rumble of thunder on Sunday afternoon. Next week, an important cold front arrives. Monday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead of the front. Much nicer air behind it Tuesday night into Wednesday, Thursday, and beyond. Right now, this morning, we have 70 degrees, cloudy skies, 742.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Time now for Wing Fingers' winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
Family.
Family sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon. And it's the ultimate family restaurant, Wing Fingers or Bauhaus. Caller 7 with the word family will win lunch for two at Bob's newest creation, Wing Fingers, downtown in the RSA building. Bring a guest, enjoy Wing Fingers in a salad, grilled, chopped up, in a sandwich, gooey fries, crinkle cut fries, and your favorite local beverages, including Baumhauer's awesome homemade lemonade. Family, your Wing Fingers winning word of the day. Jot our number down, 272-9228. We're getting very close to the opening Duncan and Son Predictathon.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call that. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call that. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464 and like the girls say,
call that. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Wow, it is hot.
Yep.
Our poor neighbors have been without power for 4 days, but our new generator has kept the AC going.
Yep, and I installed it myself.
You're a genius, dear.
Yeah, maybe. Truth is, some jobs are better left to experts. Crosby Electric is an authorized dealer of Generac generators. Our technicians are trained to install your emergency power system economically, properly, and safely.
Honey, do you smell something?
Yeah, what is that?
The freezer.
Have your new emergency power system installed right by Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Open it up.
I think I'm going to faint.
Sweetheart, wake up.
Next summer, don't pass out from the heat or anything else. Have your new emergency power system installed right by Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
Switch to WOW Superfast Internet 100 for $34.99 per month with no contracts and a contact-free installation. For an even better deal, double your internet speed for $5 more. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
Wow. Hey, this is Ray Bowles of Prattville Carpet. And since we've been advertising on Blue Water, our sales have increased dramatically. Blue Water has a large listening audience that is very faithful to their advertisers, and we greatly appreciate that. If you're thinking about advertising for your business, I would highly recommend Blue Water.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Morning Team at 93.1 FM presents the Duncan and Son Predictathon.
For a while there, we were wondering if we would have one at all this year. We're glad the SEC stuck to their guns. They never canceled. By the way, did you see the Pac-12 has decided to...
Oh, they have finally back.
I think they're going to play till Thanksgiving or something, right?
Yeah.
Starts in November.
That's the Pac. But they're going to play some games at least. And I'd like to know who put the pressure on Governor Nuisance out there to come up with. Anyway, it's great to see you guys. We had hoped to see you 4 weeks ago for the first Predictathon. And we're doing a doubleheader today.
Yes, sir.
And I haven't, for some reason, had a whole lot of free time to read up on the teams this year. But what are we excited about? We'll start with Auburn and Mitch and Rich. Mitch and Rich.
I mean, the offense, hopefully... Nix is better from last year. I mean, he showed, you know,
he should be more seasoned, I guess.
Yeah.
It's an early game at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
It's just amazing to look at the list here of the games tomorrow. And usually they're cupcake games, you know. Mm-hmm. You got Auburn at 11. Mississippi State LSU is the CBS game at 2:30. That's a great game.
Yeah.
You guys are Alabama, Missouri at 6. But there's Georgia, Arkansas, Tennessee, South Carolina. There's some good games tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good way to start it off, huh?
Yep.
So I don't think either team is in trouble as far as winning this weekend. But let's talk about what we're giving away before we go to Alabama. And we're doing a doubleheader.
Right.
You got a shortened season, fewer games, so we're...
And we're excited to be here, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. Of course.
So
football tomorrow.
So we're going to do a $100 gift certificate toward tires and or services, however you want to do it, to the winner of both games. So you pick the correct score, and you can use that $100 in any way you like at either location.
And you've already posted.
Yes, I put the post up just a couple of minutes ago. And so far, the Alabama game is drawing more predictions than the Auburn game, but that's generally...
Tell me about your new quarterback, because, you know, Tua's a hard... act to follow.
Well, I'm like you. Let's wait and see.
Yeah.
Everything sounds good.
Who is it again? Okay. All right.
I think it's the one from last year, I think. I could be wrong, but the one that was in the Iron Bowl.
I'm sure it's going to be, if it's Alabama, their recruiting is incredible.
Oh, yeah, he'll be good.
Hopefully they recruited a kicker too, huh?
Yeah. We do that a lot.
That has been an ongoing issue, even before Nick was coach, right?
Right.
I remember one year there was a meme that went around that had goalposts that basically covered the entire end zone.
Jeez.
Because of a game that was lost on a kick that went wide left or something like that.
So you guys are out of state. You're in Missouri for the first one. How about next week's game?
Yeah, that's going to be nuts.
Georgia, second game?
Yeah.
Georgia. It's a CBS game.
Jeez.
That's hasn't that been a thing for Auburn in recent years, though, where they're the early part of the schedule, instead of cupcake teams, they're playing Georgia? It happened last year, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Not Georgia.
No.
They played them. That's always the second to last game. Yeah.
But they have been playing a big team, like Oregon last year.
Right. Oregon was a big deal.
Washington.
They learned that from that team in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah. You know,
play somebody good up front and
then
find out what you got.
Then a cupcake.
There you go.
But, you know, those cupcake teams used to get, what, like $900,000 or $1 million to play? But there's
no games left
now. Yeah, they're going to suffer, huh?
Yeah.
So I think CBS picked up the Iron Bowl this year after Thanksgiving. And it's going to be, a night game, but I'm not sure.
That'd be cool.
Now, are any fans going to be at any of these games? Or are they all starting on
family? 20%.
Yeah. 20%. Right. Yeah.
I'd hate to be the guy that picks those.
How do they pick that?
I'd start at the booth where all the money is.
Yeah.
If there's anything left.
I wonder if it was like a lottery, or how did they pick the 20%?
I have heard. I know a couple of people who used to be season ticket holders for Auburn.
Yeah?
Who no longer are because the prices just got even beyond their control.
Sure.
It's like at some point you say, hey, enough's enough.
Right.
It's just, but considering that for a while there, of course, we're now in our seventh month of this shutdown, pandemic, right. And we got a lot of different names for this.
Uncertain times.
These uncertain times.
That's a good one.
When the season was a doubt, at least the SEC didn't cancel and then say, no, we're changing our minds. They stuck to their guns. And we expected that, and then the ACC, too, never.
Right.
And then eventually the Big Ten said, all right.
Now, the Big Ten made the mistake of, the commissioner of the Big Ten made a mistake of saying, I hope this hurts Trump politically. Big mistake.
Good grief.
He was asked outright, do you hope, because Trump was saying you should play. And initially they canceled, and when a sports reporter said, well, do you think this will hurt Trump politically? And he said, yeah, I hope it does. That's how nuts things are in the world of politics. I wish they would just keep politics out of everything.
I do too.
Because sports, we're there to escape all of that stuff.
Right.
And not get a lecture.
Hey, Don, you guys should have, I don't know if you've done it, you may have printed one of those little cards, those Auburn, you know the football cards that we all keep in our wallet every year. I wonder if anybody's got any of those cards. I would love to have.
They were probably printed with the regular season. Yeah. What do you do? Put
schedule
X out.
Yeah.
And cover those over. We got to take a quick break here, but when we come back, no, we don't have to take the break just yet. I rearranged this hour just for you guys. Let's talk about what's happening at Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'll give a big shout-out to this guy next to me, even though he pulls for the wrong team. Millbrook and Elmore County, that area has been incredible to us, just like Montgomery has. And we're now looking at opportunities and plans to expand up there. So hopefully in the next 6 months we'll be putting a larger building up there.
Everybody's
been so great to us.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, replace the building?
We're going to add on to five or six more
is
bays.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's nice.
It's been awesome. So
that's great.
We thank everybody for that.
Hearing that. I mean, we always say it serves Prattville and Millbrook.
Correct. That's right. Thank you so much to everyone in Montgomery and downtown Montgomery that has supported us through this. Like everybody else, we were nervous, when all this hit. And you guys have just been awesome to us. You guys personally, yourselves, and then all our friends out there listening, I can't say enough about how much everybody has taken us in and helped us out through all these times, and we're actually beating last year's numbers through all this stuff.
That's
so
great.
Thank you so much for everybody.
Love to hear that.
Love to hear that.
We do, and to go back to what you were asking me, like I said, we're getting near the end of the year, and so any of the brands that have overstocks are wanting to move that inventory, so they've given us some breaks in prices, and we're just passing those on along.
Oh, that's great. And you guys deal with so many different companies
Right. That's the good thing about being independent. We are a direct buyer with several brands, but there's not much that we can't get for you if there's a specific tire you're looking for.
Hey, Don, last year, Jessie wasn't part of our crew. Ask her who she roots for.
Miss Jessie, who do you root for?
So I'm a graduate of Auburn 2 times.
Oh, that's great.
And I'm scheduled to start the PhD program with them.
So she's a Troy fan.
But you haven't answered the question, though. That doesn't mean you've got to be a bad person.
I know somebody who went to Alabama.
I'm going for both, because I graduated with O.J. Howard in high school.
Right. Come on.
And Auburn has that special place sports-wise, I'm on the equestrian side.
Yeah, I hear you. You're pulling for Nashville, right?
Equestrian sports, so
that question could have been answered with one word, though.
Roll Tide.
I'm with Rich.
Yeah. So. I think we've got a politician in the room.
I believe we do. I believe we do. Well, we're great. It's exciting to know that you got. But quick question, because you've been our go-to guy with our family cars. I think this is our 10th year.
You're correct. That's right.
10 years.
Thank you.
And there's always a situation that I've never seen before. And one day last week, I turned the car on in the garage, and it wasn't really cold outside, but the PSI warning came on in the car, and all four tires were down about 5 to 6 PSI below their normal levels. How could that happen without like a major cold front or something like that? I thought maybe somebody had done
those,
it deliberately.
Those things are pretty sensitive. Those
the sensors.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
and since you
bring my doodle to y'all next.
Okay.
I brought you the baby car.
Yes, ma'am.
Last time I got to bring the
And I mentioned the tires, and just a reminder, too, everybody knows we do tires, but we're complete auto repair, anything from oil changes, engines, transmissions. If you have extended warranties, we're a preferred dealer with most of those, so you don't have to go back to where you bought your car from.
Right.
So there's not much that we can't do for you and also give you nationwide warranties on those things.
Now, to participate in the Predict-a-thon, there's two posts on my Facebook wall. You'll see the school logos. Put your prediction, whatever gut final score comes to mind, post it there. And after the games are played, we take a look. The first person to predict the game precisely is the winner of a $100 voucher. Basically.
Correct, yes.
And they can use
our credit, yes.
For tires or service at any of the three locations.
That's correct, yes, sir.
That's a great deal, man.
We want to get this started off right.
And, of course, on Fridays we always play... We did the Donica Knight song. I was just in the mood for something that would get my blood going. I love the song, but Roll Tide, Don.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. You guys, thank you so much for
your
year-round support, and we'll see you again next Friday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hopefully we'll be talking about two teams that are 1-0
at this
point in the season. Get whatever you need to watch the game at Food Outlet. You know, we've been talking about them for a long time, and if you really want to enjoy great food, and like USDA sirloin steaks, Food Outlet is the place to go get it. They've got sirloin steaks on sale. Top sirloin for $3.79 a pound. That's USDA grade A top sirloin steak, $3.79 a pound. Or pop a rump roast in the oven. One of the easiest cuts of beef to cook. I recommend $2.75, and you just keep checking on it. Put a little cricket dust on it. That's really just enough to season that just the way you want it. Mayfield ice cream for those who like football and sweet tooth. $2.50 for the 56-ounce classic Mayfield ice creams. Or stock up on Totino's pizzas. They're $1.16 each at all three Food Outlet locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook, not far from Dunkin' and Sun up that way. On Main Street, west of 31 in the preferred community on Coliseum Boulevard. I'll see you there Sunday morning. Usually around 7:30, right next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 758.
By Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we're still seeing a lot of inbound traffic on 231 from Wetumpka this morning. Northeast Boulevard at Congressman Dickinson, both busy because of that. The East-South Boulevard, we're congested at 331 in front of Baptist. Norman Bridge Road, busy inbound, I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No accidents anywhere to tell you about at this time. Buckle up, be safe, we'll keep you updated. Everything for fall is at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chait.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.